Ramsey TV.
Good morning, everyone. I think that, I got some good news for you today. Good news about the body of Christ. My little furry microphone, I think it's dead. Maybe it's not dead, but I think it no longer, maybe it's my phone slot that's dead. It no longer connects. See this vital little thing here? See that vital little thing there? It no longer connects in the port. So I'm going to have to make do for now. So I'm going to be doing this thing. You get to look at my ear and my scruff. I am still in South Carolina, West Columbia. But I want to tell you this exciting news that the body of Christ is alive and well. This is Martin Zender from Columbia, South Carolina. This is going to be short. What a series of meetings this weekend. Absolutely fantastic. The Word of God went forth with power. I think I delivered about 7 talks, and Mark Haukes delivered 1, and Scott Hicko delivered 2, and it was, everything was well received. The saints were refreshed. Listen to this. 50 people showed up. 50 people were here. Didn't expect that many. Yeah, that's a crowd, isn't it? You better believe it's a crowd. And I wanted to, I'm going to be driving home today. I'm tired, obviously, but it's only on the leeward side of it that I'm tired, because somehow you find a supernatural energy when it's going on, you know? And I will tell you this, that whatever terrible thing you're going through, and I know all of you out there are lonely, and I know that you don't, you're wondering if you're going to survive another day. Everybody at this conference confirmed that they're going through the same thing. But what happened? I mean, everybody is going through it to a different degree. Here comes a sprinkler out here. Okay, I might get soaked. I might have to start teaching about the flood of Noah. But I'll tell you this. Everyone experienced a similar phenomenon. And that is, when the body of Christ gathers, there is a fire inside that ignites. Because when you're going through your life, you feel like you just have a little tiny pilot light, as tiny as my little nub on my little furry, as tiny as a little nub on my little furry microphone. And you think that any little trial, the next trial, is going to blow it dead. I'm telling you, that is not going to happen. God is going to keep that pilot light lit, because if it should be that you will come, that you come in contact with another member of the body of Christ, it will ignite and you will have a warm flame. It's simply dormant. That's what I want to tell you. That's what I want to tell you. Your faith is not gone. Your excitement for God is not gone. It's just dormant. And you know what it's lying in wait for? It's lying in wait for fellowship with another member of the body of Christ. You get it a little bit when you comment on the YouTube video page, or if you email a fellow member of the body of Christ, if you talk to somebody on the phone while you're engaged in that, the light is burning. It's only when you disengage that it seems to, the light seems to go back down into little pilot light mode. And I'm not sure why that happens, except that it's important to fellowship in one way or another. This is why I wanted everybody to come down here. I know it's not possible. I know, I'm not blaming anybody. The people that came were, it was astounding. We had somebody from New Mexico. They came from Michigan. They came from Baltimore. They came from Kansas City. They came from, somebody said Seattle. They came from, I mean, all 4 corners of the United States. It was incredible. And to a man and to a woman, there was, I hate to use this term because it's a Christian term. I don't want to use this term. Dear God, please keep me from using it. And yet I feel it coming on. A revival. Ugh. No, wait a minute. Forget it. Ah. A refreshing. Along that line, I want to share a verse with you. It'll probably be the only verse I share with you, because I'm going to make this video short. because I don't think I'm going to get it to you on time. The only chance I have is if I make a short video. 2 Timothy 1, starting with verse 15. Of this you are aware, that all those in the province of Asia were turned from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. Hermogenes. That guy, only thing he was good for was conducting experiments with milk. He's known in the scriptures for turning from Paul. And I know you're going through that too. You feel abandoned and turned from. This is why the people that came to this conference were freaking out that there were so many people in one place who believed the same way they did. When you see the videos, you'll see. I mean, what it did for me was astounding, you know, but I know how it's going to be. I guarantee you, when I get back home, I will be depressed for about a week. I'll be moping around. But of course, every time I do a show, every time I look at a show, all the presentations, all the talks were recorded. You're going to see them. And I know that when I'm editing those, when I'm looking at those, it's going to all come back to me. And I'm going to say, yeah, I remember what a great time that was. So I just want you to know that that light in you isn't dead. Okay, let's finish with 2 Timothy chapter 1. All in the province of Asia were turned from me, of whom are Phygellus, Hermogenes. May the Lord grant mercy to the house of Onesiphorus. Love this guy, Onesiphorus. He's in the Scripture Hall of Fame because look what he did. You ready for this, Onesiphorus? For he often refreshes me and was not ashamed of my chain. But coming to me in Rome, he seeks me diligently and found me. May the Lord grant to him to be finding mercy from the Lord in that day. And how much he serves in Ephesus, you know quite well. The word I like here is refreshes me, often refreshes me. See, it's just like refreshing a page on your computer. You hit that little refresh button and the whole thing resets and something new comes. And that's what this conference was. It was a resetting, it was a refreshing. And one man said to me, he says, this is going to sustain me for weeks to come. Yes, it will, after you're depressed for a week. First, you have to be depressed for a week. Then you're going to feed off of it. But seriously, folks, I am serious, actually. Anytime you can contact with the saints is so important. I fall into this trap. You think you can make it alone. You think you can survive without other people. You get this attitude like, I'm just going to settle in, hunker down, and get through it. But you need other people. Even our great apostle was refreshed by Onesiphorus, of all people. Onesiphorus refreshed our apostle. Well, I was refreshed by all of you who came to this conference. Jack and Tracy Branham did an amazing job. It was something else. So in the days to come, you will see evidence of it. I will send you the videos. I don't know how many talks there were, but the word of God went forth. The saints were refreshed. I was refreshed. And you have this in you. Don't be discouraged. Don't be forlorn. Don't be doomed. Don't feel like you're doomed. Don't feel doom-oriented because I'm telling you, you have it. It's just dormant. It's hibernating, waiting for a touch of a fellow saint.